Townsend Press presents, from the Bluford series of books, Pretty Ugly. Written by Karen Langhorn Fallon. Read by Shayna Walker.
Chapter 1. F. The letter was scrawled so big and red, Jamie wondered if Mrs. Gessner had any ink left in her pen after she had made it. The grade covered up the first three questions on the algebra test. The words, "See me," covered up two more wrong answers. At the bottom, a long red line was scratched on the paper with the words, "Parent's signature," printed beneath it. Jamie crumpled the test into her fist. Mrs. Gessner was at the front of the room going over the answers, but Jamie was too mad to listen. "Stupid, stupid, stupid," she wanted to scream. "Why is school so stupid? Jamie?" Jamie didn't answer, hoping that the teacher would move on. "Jamie?" She rolled her eyes, shifted in her chair, and gave Mrs. Gessner her best leave-me-alone face. But it didn't work. "Can you tell us how to solve number 11? Jamie sighed. "I failed, remember? What are you asking me for?" she wanted to say. Instead, she shook her head. "No," she said simply. "Come on," Mrs. Gessner urged. She sounded as if she was offering a treat. "You were one of the only people in this class to get this one right. Tell us how you did it." Jamie glanced at the crumpled paper. Mrs. Gessner was right. Number 11 was one of the few problems that didn't have a red X next to it, but Jamie wasn't sure why. She couldn't explain how she had gotten the right answer, even if Mrs. Gessner offered to pay her. Mrs. Gessner stared impatiently from her desk at the front of the room. The class suddenly grew quiet. Jamie felt as if an imaginary spotlight was shining on her. "I got it right because..." Jamie sat up straight and imitated a smart girl, making sure to say each word carefully. "You forgot to erase it from the board before you handed out the test." Several kids chuckled in disbelief. Jamie gave her head a little toss at the sound and nodded, smiling. Mrs. Gessner frowned. "You really should take your schoolwork more seriously, Jamie," she said, shaking her head as if she was disappointed. "This is important." "Come on, Mrs. Gessner," Jamie snapped. "Ain't nobody gonna ask me to solve for X in real life. They might ask me a lot of things, but solve for X ain't gonna be one of them." There was more laughter. Jamie even heard someone snort. "Well," Mrs. Gessner's voice rose, "that's where you're wrong. We use algebra a lot in the real world. For example..." The bell rang, and her words were drowned out by chairs scraping the floor. "I'm offering a retake of this test on Thursday after school," the teacher called over the noise, "and there will be help sessions after school every day starting today." Half the class was already out the door. Jamie tried to sneak out too, but Mrs. Gessner called out, "Wait, Jamie, just a minute. I want to talk to you." Jamie sighed. "My next class is gym, Mrs. Gessner," she began. "I gotta get all the way to the other end of the school and get changed and..." "I'll give you a pass," Mrs. Gessner replied, filling out a hall pass as she spoke. "You need to make sure you retake the test on Thursday, and I want you to come for help this afternoon." "But I can't," Jamie cried. "Cheerleading tryouts start today." "You won't be a cheerleader if you don't pass this class," Mrs. Gessner warned, her voice stern. "It's disturbing to see a student performing this badly so early in the year." She shook her head as if she was surprised at what she was saying. "Especially you. When I saw your name on my class roster, I thought you'd be more like your sister Darcy." Darcy. Jamie felt as if something hot and prickly had been dumped over her head. Mrs. Gessner was still talking, but once she said the D word, Jamie couldn't hear her anymore. Darcy. For the first few days at Bluford High School, Jamie thought it was almost cool to have a sister in the junior class and older kids asking, "Are you Darcy Wills' sister?" But that feeling lasted about a week. Then the whole Darcy sister thing started to become just like Darcy, a pain in Jamie's backside. It started in history with Mr. Gonzalez. "You need to study harder, like your sister Darcy," he had said as he placed a graded test on her desk. A large, angry D was circled in blue ink. And in English a couple of days later, the same thing happened. "You're not as good a writer as your sister Darcy." And then again in physical science. "If you're having trouble, maybe you could ask your sister Darcy." If the teachers weren't bad enough, at least once a day, juniors or seniors Jamie didn't know would stop her and ask, "Hey, aren't you Darcy Wills' sister?" Then they would add a comment like, "You look just like her," or, "You don't look anything like her." Each time they would grin as if what they said was a compliment. Darcy, Darcy, Darcy. Did you know Darcy was in my honors algebra class in her freshman year? Mrs. Gessner smiled as if she was reliving a pleasant memory. She's one of the best students I ever had at Bluford. "Well, I'm not Darcy." The words stung as Jamie said them. She didn't mean to sound rude, but she couldn't help it. Mrs. Gessner blinked. "I know that, Jamie," she said gently. "All I'm saying is, you can do better. Right now, it's as if you're not even trying. You realize cheerleaders have to maintain their grades, right? If your average falls below a C, you won't be able to join the squad no matter what," Mrs. Gessner explained. "I know," Jamie mumbled, crossing her arms and trying her best not to say anything that would get her in more trouble. "Now, I know you struggled last year in middle school," Mrs. Gessner continued. "I understand your guidance counselor and your parents met just before school started." "Yeah, I know. I was there," Jamie interrupted, wishing she could just forget the meeting in August when she crowded in Mr. Dorber's stuffy office with her parents. "I noticed Jamie had some academic problems in middle school. If she's going to make it through Bluford, we're really going to have to stay on top of things," Mr. Dorber had said, flipping through a folder with her name on it. Jamie had felt as if she was trapped in a cage. She wondered how many details of her life were in Mr. Dorber's folder. Did he know Dad had walked out on the family 5 years ago and just came back last year? Did he know while Dad was gone, she had hung out with the troubled kids, people who didn't care one bit about grades or school? Did he know that last year she had even tried to run away? How could he know any of that? "I'm going to suggest a lot of communication between home and school," Mr. Dorber had said, eyeing her as he spoke. "Don't you worry. We're going to stay on her about her schoolwork," Mom had agreed, nodding her head forcefully. "Tell her teachers to call us anytime," Dad had added, "especially if she starts falling behind." Mr. Dorber had smiled and written something in her file. "That's good to hear, Mr. and Mrs. Wills. The transition to high school can be difficult, but if we all work together, Jamie will do as well at Bluford as her sister." Just remembering the conversation made Jamie want to gag. "I really want you to retake the test," Mrs. Gessner continued, breaking Jamie's thoughts. "And if I were you, I'd come for help today and tomorrow after school. You could even ask Darcy to look over your homework, too. She'll be able to help." "No, I'm not going to do that," Jamie thought angrily. "I don't want her help. I'm not Darcy, okay? So get over it," she wanted to scream. But even more, she wanted to get away from Mrs. Gessner. "All right," Jamie said, doing her best to hide her frustration. "I'll try and stop by after school, and I'll definitely take the retest. But right now, I gotta go, or I'll be late for gym." Students were gathering outside the door, waiting for Mrs. Gessner's next class. Jamie could see that the teacher noticed them. "Please just let me go," she wanted to say. "Okay, Jamie," Mrs. Gessner sighed, handing her the hall pass. "I'll look for you after school. And don't forget to have your parents sign your test and bring it with you to class tomorrow. I want them to know how you're doing." "Great," Jamie thought to herself. She could already hear her mother's nagging and see the look of disappointment on her father's face. Maybe Darcy would sigh and shake her head at her, too. Jamie had watched her do that for years. The thought made Jamie's face burn. "Don't worry about it," Jamie told herself. "Just think about tryouts." She closed her eyes and imagined spending the afternoon with her friend Amber Lynn doing something she was good at, cheerleading. It was something Darcy could never do. The idea almost made her smile. She opened her eyes, glanced at the crumpled test, and turned to her teacher. "Whatever you say, Mrs. Gessner." As soon as the final bell rang, Jamie headed straight for the gym. The locker room was already crowded with girls when she arrived, most of them chatting nervously as they changed out of their school clothes.
"As soon as you're dressed, sign in and get your numbers,"
yelled an older dark-skinned girl in workout shorts and a gold Bluefur t-shirt. Jamie changed quickly, crammed her backpack with her crumpled test into her locker, and rushed into the gym, a long table stretched just inside the entrance. Two other girls in Bluefur cheerleading t-shirts sat at the table. Jamie figured they were upperclassmen who had made the squad last year. "Write your name here," one of them instructed, pointing to a clipboard that held a yellow sign-up sheet. Jamie carefully printed her name on the form.
"Jamie Wills?" the girl read. "Are you Darcy Wills' sister? She's in my English class," she continued before Jamie could reply. "That girl is smart."
"Yeah, that's Darcy," Jamie muttered and started walking away.
"Wait,"
the cheerleader called. She wrote a number on a white sticker and handed it to Jamie.
"You're number 17, she smiled. "There are lots of girls trying out. The number is how Coach Seville keeps track of who's who. I'm Crystal, by the way. Good luck."
"Thanks," Jamie grumbled, sticking her number to her t-shirt. Crystal seemed nice, but now Jamie was sure the cheerleaders would expect her to be like Darcy. She couldn't stand it. "No, I'm not going to let Darcy ruin this," Jamie told herself as she sat down on the crowded bleachers.
"Jamie, over here," called a voice.
Jamie whipped around to see Amber Lynn Bailey sitting a few rows behind her, waving eagerly. Amber Lynn padded to an empty space beside her.
"Come up here," she urged.
Jamie scampered up the bleachers beneath a row of Bluefur banners and sat down next to her friend.
"Girl, I am glad to see you,"
she said, dropping an arm around Amber Lynn's shoulders.
"For a minute, I was afraid you'd change your mind."
"Are you serious?"
Amber Lynn asked, her braids dancing on her shoulders as she talked.
"There's no way I'd miss this. I've wanted to cheer for Bluefur ever since Roiland's first game on the JV football team."
Roiland was Amber Lynn's older brother.
"I know,"
Jamie laughed for what felt like the first time all day.
"It's all you ever talked about last year. I was about to tape your mouth shut a few times."
"Well, it worked, didn't it? We're both here, right?"
"Just like always," Jamie replied with a grin.
She had been friends with Amber Lynn since fifth grade. They met in Mrs. Scanlon's language arts class at Irving Middle School. Back then, Dad was gone, and Mom was forced to work long hours at the hospital to pay the bills. To help out, Jamie's grandmother moved into their apartment. It was years before a massive stroke left her weak and confused. Besides cooking meals and making sure the girls got to school on time, Grandma checked every homework assignment. Sometimes Jamie complained.
"Baby girl, I wish I could be in school like you right now," Grandma would say. "But since I can't, I want you to show me what they teaching you. And if you can't show me, I'm going to call your school up and ask them why."
Jamie wasn't ever sure if Grandma meant it, but that year her grades went up. She got B's in every subject. While she couldn't compete with Darcy, she did well enough that Mom was satisfied. And thanks to Amber Lynn, she discovered something in which Darcy couldn't compete: cheerleading. Jamie had been doing it ever since and hoped to continue it this year, no matter what Miss Gessner or anyone else said. Cheerleading was the only thing that hadn't really changed this year. Home was a different story. Dad's return and promise to make up lost time to the family. Grandma's sad death in her sleep early in the summer. The sudden announcement of Mom's pregnancy. Most nights, Jamie stared at the ceiling, thinking about it all, her mind racing, her heart pounding. While she tried her best each day, sometimes she just felt lost. Pregnancy had slowed Mom down, leaving her distracted and cranky. Dad was working two jobs so they could afford all the things the baby would need. Yes, the family was together again,
but somehow Jamie saw less of her parents than ever. And when they were home, all Mom and Dad talked about was the new baby and Darcy's SATs. Jamie sometimes felt as if she had become invisible. Cheerleading was an anchor that stopped that. It was hers, not Darcy's. It was stable, not changing. She looked forward to it like an old friend. Snap. Jamie felt a pop just beneath her nose. "Hello, Earth to Jamie? Did you hear me?" Amberlynn asked, snapping her fingers again. Jamie blinked. "Sorry, what did you say?" Amberlynn rolled her bright brown eyes and grinned. "I said we both have to make this team so we can hang out together." She jabbed Jamie with a playful elbow. "So no sleeping out there. We got a lot of competition." Jamie shook off her thoughts and looked around. The bleachers had filled with girls, each wearing a numbered sticker on her chest. It seemed every girl who had ever done a cartwheel had decided to come to the gym, except for Tasha Jenkins, who sat a couple of rows down with some older-looking girls. Jamie didn't see anyone from her middle school squad. "Wow, there are enough girls here to make about 5 cheering squads," Jamie murmured, feeling suddenly nervous. "It's true. You gotta figure that most of the girls who were on the squad last year will make it again," Amberlynn said softly. "That means only, like, 6 of us will make it." Jamie took a deep breath. She had been a good cheerleader in middle school, but she knew Bluford was going to be a whole new world, just like her classes. For a split second, she remembered that she was supposed to meet Mrs. Gessner after school. But then, Coach Seville strode into the gym. There was no turning back now.